Welcome to the podcast of Maranatha Ministries. I'm Rick Frank, Senior Pastor of Maranatha, and I pray you'll be blessed by today's message. You can access all of our church information by going to our website at www.mmchurch.com or on all social media by searching at MM Church. And now be blessed by listening to today's message. I want to read today from James chapter 1. This is a verse I started with last week. We'll see how far we get today. And if I don't get done by Easter, we'll do an Easter message and then get back to it, all right? Let no one say when he is tempted, this is James chapter 1, beginning with verse 13. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desire and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. And I started last week talking to you about being drawn away, and I want to continue talking about that for a moment, being drawn away. It just came to me, and I just want to throw this out because it's such a tremendous, tremendous analogy. My daughter Shoshana used to be a high school basketball player, actually from pre-high school days right through high school basketball player. She was a good basketball player, but that's not what this is about. This is about a lesson she was teaching somebody, telling somebody, and used her basketball understanding as an analogy, which I thought was a tremendous analogy. Because, we have often complained, I have probably complained this, you have probably complained this, where the Bible says he will not lead us into anything that we can't handle or we can't overcome. And sometimes we get into circumstances and we think, I can't handle this, or the temptation is too great, or I can't battle this anymore, or I thought he wouldn't let anything more come on me than what I can handle. And Shoshana used a basketball analogy, and if any of you have basketball backgrounds, you will understand this. She said, this does not mean you will never be in a situation that is too great for you to bear. And you stop and say, wait, I thought he said he'll never give me anything I can't handle. She said, it does not mean you'll never be pinned in a corner and by yourself, you'll never get out of it. She said, when I play basketball, there are many times that I would dribble down the court and the other team would try to trap me. And they would send two or three or sometimes more players just on me and get me off into the corner and I'm between the out of bounds line and four people standing around me, and I'm stuck there. I can't dribble, I can't go anywhere, and I'm about to step out of bounds and lose the ball for our team. She said, I'm in a situation that I can't handle. And we think the Lord's not going to let that happen to us. We're not going to get surrounded. We're not going to be blocked. We're not going to be stopped. She goes, you got to understand, when the Lord says he's not going to give you more than you can handle, it's because he's given you a family to help you when you are in the circumstance that you can't handle. She said, my job when I am trapped on the side of a basketball court is not to figure out how I'm going to get out of this. It's to look for my teammates who can help me get out of this. And I thought, wow, how we think we can serve God on our own and not worry about church, and I have my own relationship with God. What are you going to do when the devil and all of his minions trap you? You are not going to be able to get out of it. But if you've got a family around you, the rest of your team around you, and you can call on somebody, and you can call on the Lord, and he'll focus your attention on somebody that's wide open over there, and you can just flip the ball over there, suddenly you are free from your trouble. We need each other. Hallelujah. We need each other. Because we are living in a time when everything in society is trying to draw us away from God, to trap us against the sideline, the fence of hell, to get us trapped there, to feeling like there is no hope but to step in. And I'm here to tell you, you've got a family and you've got a God that you need to look for when you're in a time like that. Can you say amen? Praise God. God is so good. So we were talking about being led by the Spirit or being drawn away from the Spirit. And that's what the Apostle Paul was talking about when he said, when you are tempted, don't let anybody think when you're tempted that God's doing that. God does not tempt us to do to sin. If I don't get to these notes today, is that okay? Because I just got these things coming to my mind. How many of you ever thought, God, why? Why are you allowing this? Because God, you can stop all of this anytime you want. Sure he can. Sure he can. He could give us all a cushy life and never have a problem. But did you ever see a tree that never faces wind? No. Because they're already all fallen down. They're already all fallen down. Trees become stronger by resistance. The resistance against them. And so we get drawn away because the resistance of this world is against us. And we think it looks so enticing and everything in this world looks so good and everybody in this world looks like they have it made and everybody in this world look, well, I shouldn't say everybody because some of them are really down and out. But we think there's a part of this world that we're being blocked from and there's a part of society that we want and there's a part of life that's so good and blessed and some people have it and we don't and we fight and we struggle and we have hardships and we're pinned and every day I wake up and the enemy has surrounded me. My friend, get yourself back to church and look for the team members that God gave you to give you the energy you need and the strength you need to get lifted out of this. Because I don't know about you, I don't know about you, but I have done and taken all the energy I had just to drag myself out of bed at times and drag myself to the house of God at times and sit down at times, only to find out by the time the service was over, I was free. Drag yourself in here if you have to. Drag yourself to prayer if you have to. Drag yourself to worship if you have to. And I'll tell you something else. I'll get to the notes next week. Let me tell you real quick the difference between worship and praise. Between worship and praise. You know when you worship God? We come into church and we call it praise and worship. It's not really. When we come into church, it's praise. This hand clapping, that's praise. This God, you are great, that's praise. The music, that's praise. The guitars, that's praise. The drums, the singers, it's praise. The lifting of hands is praise. The clapping of hands is praise. The shout, it's all praise. You want to know what worship is? Worship is on Monday when you live for God. You are worshiping Him on Monday when you want to do this, but you know it's wrong in His sight. When you want to respond like this, but you know He wouldn't be pleased. Worship is what you do every day. Praise is what you offer up. Remember that. Every time you battle and win against temptation, that's worship. Every time you say no to something your flesh wants, but God doesn't, that's worship. Every time you walk one way when your flesh wants to go that way, but God wants this way, that's worship. And then every time you come and give Him praise, thank you, Jesus, for another week of victory, another week of worshiping and serving You, another week that I'm still here, another week that I have to look forward to You in my life next week. Jesus is the teammate we need when we're trapped on the borders. Hallelujah. Praise God. I say then, Paul said in Galatians, walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. What's walking in the Spirit anyway? I don't know. I don't know if I have a definition for what walking in the Spirit is, except that you are walking, trying to be led by God's Spirit. Which would in corporate worship, because if you're walking in the Spirit, the things your flesh wants to do that you say no to is because the Spirit doesn't want that. And so the Bible's telling us, don't be drawn away. Drawn away. Mama, if everybody was in this church building today that we have seen get drawn away over our years of ministry, we would not be having one service in this building. We'd be up to four, or possibly five, of filling this building with the people that have come and then been drawn away. Because this seemed too hard sometimes. And every time I get the ball, the other team traps me. Shoshana was one of the, I'm not bragging, but she was one of the best players on her team. I wasn't going to say she was the best. I was going to say the one of, just to be a little bit humble. Mama's got no humor. She was the best. She was. And the other team knew it. If the other team's a good team, they've scouted your team. They know who does what. They know who's got a good jump shot. They know who can hit free throws. They know who can dribble. They know everything. If they had a good coach, they know everything about that team. And they knew if that girl got the ball, we got to get it out of her hands. And so whenever she got the ball, they would try to trap her so that she couldn't shoot. And what she would do was not feel defeated because everybody's against her. She would look for her teammates to help her out. And she would find them, and then everybody's got to run after the ball, and then they throw it back to her, and before they could catch up, she could make a basket. I'm not bragging about my daughter. Yeah, I guess I am. But I want us to understand life. The more serious you get about trying to live for God, the more the other team is going to watch. And when you pick up the ball, they're going to attack. They're going to try to cut you off from the rest of your teammates. They're going to try to make you forget you got a whole other team out there ready to help you. They're going to try to keep you home on Sunday morning. They're going to try to keep you away from a prayer meeting. They're going to try to keep you away from reaching out to your friends. They're going to try to keep you away from going to a Sunday afternoon dinner with other people in the church. They're going to try to isolate you. And once you are isolated, you are fair game and you cannot defeat all of hell on your own. But my friend, I'm going to give you a little demonstration. Jameson did this with me once. I'm going to do it. Alex, come on up here. Bruce, come on up here. Bob, come on up here. Brother Ray, come on up here. Let's see how many I got. Pastor Jay, come on up here. You look like you're right on the edge, ready to jump out of that seat any minute. All right. Look at them all lining up like, oh, you guys are so good. Come on over here where everybody can see you. I'm going to pick on Bob. Bob thinks he's all that. Let me see, Bob. You ain't nothing. Did you see who's right next to you? Remember this, folks. The moment you start thinking you're something, somebody's going to step up and make you look like nothing. Don't get big in your own eyes. Now look at little old me, okay? Old man Rick walking up here. Old man Rick. Oh, look at that. Bob, what's the matter? Come on. Stay. Bob, stay in the place that God put you. Bob. What is wrong with you, man? Stay where... Now, fight against me this time. Try to stay in the place where God put you. Bob!
It's too strong.
Would you lock arms with him, please?
I don't know if we're going to be able to.
Would you lock arms with him? Would you stand right behind him over here? Right behind him over here? You ready? Hey, Bob! Hang on, I gotta get a grip here. Yo, Bob! Ah! Wait a second. Can you see what I'm doing up here? I am using this platform here as leverage. Let me tell you something, my friend. I'm going to wrap it up with this. Musicians, come. You might as well stay right here, because I'm going to ask everybody to come. Let me tell you something. I don't care how big you are. Bob is a strong man. He's a big man. But he's nothing by himself against a devil that's up higher than him in a spirit world, ready to attack, ready to pounce, ready to push him off course. And once he gets pushed off course enough times, he gets discouraged and starts thinking, why bother getting back on course? Because I keep getting knocked off anyway. Have you ever seen people get discouraged and decide not to come back to church because they've been knocked off too many times? They've been falling off too many times? I'm here to tell you, get back up again, my friend. Reach out to somebody. Get yourself to the house of God. Tell somebody you need prayer. Tell somebody you need help. Tell somebody you need somebody to get around you. Come around one another. You look around, you see somebody hasn't been in church and they're not in church, and you look around and they're not here. Don't you just go home and call it a day. Call them up. You got a teammate that's trying to get pushed out of bounds here. Call them up and run, run. Don't walk, run to their assistance. Run to save that ball. Run to them. Let's stand together. Jesus, we need each other. This world is trying to draw us away. Satan's trying to draw us away. Let my church family see and notice if I'm just being drawn away. Let them see it so that they can come around and help me out of a tough situation. Why don't we come? Why don't we come and stand with one another? Ladies with the ladies. Men with the men. Put your hand on each other's shoulders. Husbands and wives is okay. Jesus. When I'm drawn away, Lord, send reinforcements. When I'm being pushed out of bounds, when I'm ready to step out of heavenly places, send reinforcements. Send angels. Send my brothers and sisters in Christ. Send me back to the house of God. Don't let me look at the enemy and say, okay, you win, here's the ball. No, Lord. This ball is going in that hoop. And if I can't get it there myself, I will call on my reinforcement of my friends and my church family. Because I am that ball. I am what needs to score. And with each other, we will do it. We will do it.
Thank you for listening to the Maranatha Ministries podcast. If this message touched you, please make sure to subscribe for more sermons from Pastor Frank and the ministry team here at Maranatha, as well as follow us on our social media platforms. We are located in Schenectady, New York, and if you are in the area, we invite you to join us during our weekly Sunday service starting at 10:30 a.m. We look forward to you joining us again next week for another anointed message. Thank you, and God bless.